We are here live at Commodity Classic in Houston, Texas, 2024. Able to catch up with the folks at Truterra right now. And joining us with Truterra, Kelly Garrett is with us. Kelly, it's good to see you here at Commodity Classic. Thanks for joining us.
You bet, Jesse. Nice to see you as well.
Give us a little bit of background for you yourself and kind of how you got started with Truterra. Let's start there before we really dive into our conversation today.
Well, I guess I have the notoriety of being the first farmer to sell my carbon credits into the open market system. That first sale was to Shopify on December 1st of 2020. I then became involved in Truterra with their original Microsoft contract, which was in the spring and summer of 2021, and been great to work with these folks, and I'm still here today.
Well, thinking about your family farm, and you mentioned being one of the first farmers to sell your carbon credits, would you consider your farm to be regenerative? I mean, talk about that a little bit.
Yes, I'm generation number six on my farm. My sons are obviously number seven. We are no-till cover crops. We have a cow-calf operation. You know, we're in the hills of Western Iowa where conservation is very, very important because of erosion. And so, yes, my farm is very regenerative. Our main source of fertility is a byproduct out of the liquid feed system.
Now, talk about how you got involved in carbon markets. I know this has been a hot topic for many, many years, and you know, you kind of mentioned you were one of the first. I mean, what led you to start thinking about getting involved in the carbon market, Kelly?
Well, to be honest with you, the first carbon market approached Extreme Ag, looking for an early adopter to try to be the first person to go through and make that splash and educate farmers and make this become, you know, what it is today. And I think we're barely scratching the surface. But it became a tailor-made situation for me, just like most things in my life, Jesse, just luck. And we got lucky because the way Truterra wants you to farm, or the way the carbon space wants you to farm, is the way I believe in farming. So this is very easy. I'm not chasing these dollars. We work hand in hand. I believe in working in collaboration with Mother Nature, not competition. And I believe farming regeneratively or sustainably is the path to higher yields.
Well, we hear a lot of talk about various practices on our operations to participate in carbon markets. I think cover crops or, you know, reduce tillage, things like that. Give us a snapshot of your operation, some of the things that you've found really work for your guys' farm.
First and foremost is no-till. I would say that is by far the largest or biggest priority we have. And then cover crops become very important. We try to maintain cover crops on 100% of our acres. Sometimes, depending on harvest and the weather in our northern latitude, it can become difficult to get those to germinate, you know, in some of the later harvested crops. And the other things that we do, you know, would be a variable rate applications of nitrogen and or seed, you know, split applications of nitrogen. We don't use any more synthetic P and K. We're again using a byproduct there, you know. And then and to me, the stress mitigation products, the plant growth regulator products, the other products that we use to enhance yield that don't have to do with fertility, increase what we call our nutrient use efficiency. And that's something that you will hear a lot of talked about in the carbon space, improving your nutrient use efficiency. And everything we do is with an eye on that.
Well, have you seen soil health improvements and yield improvements on your operation since you've started to, you know, do some of these things to be more regenerative and use some of these different practices on your operation?
100%, because we have more available fertility in the soil, and we have a better soil biological system, microbial system, if you will, that leads to more available fertility in the soil. It leads to better plant health, which leads to better yields, you know, less use of things like fungicides and other Band-Aid type products like that is the way I would describe it.
So what is one piece of advice that you would, you know, maybe tell folks that you've learned over the years that, you know, I know a lot of farmers are curious about the carbon markets and taking part, and how do I become eligible on my farm? What's a piece or two of advice that you would give folks who are really thinking about adding some of these practices to their operation right now?
You know, if you have questions and things like that, the folks at Truterra are great. My organization, Extreme Ag, you can always look up Extreme Ag and reach out to us, and we can help educate you. I'd love to have a conversation with anybody that has questions. And I, you know, on your farm, trying things on, say, 10% of your acres is what I say. You know, we do, with Extreme Ag, we do many trials every year, and then some of those trials work, some don't. And the trials that work, we can take on and go further. And, you know, different geographies around the nation, different things work. What works for Temple Roads in Maryland and what works for me in Iowa sometimes are two different things, but that's okay. We still learn from each other, and research and education on your own acres is what I would say in a small fashion. And then if it works, make that become your grower standard practice.
Well, Kelly, thinking about, you know, a lot of folks tell me they feel like the carbon markets are kind of the Wild West right now. There's a lot going on. You know, there's a lot of different options, a lot of different choices out there, things like that. With you, with Extreme Ag and your farm, how did you vet Truterra's carbon program? How did you become involved? You know, what did you find? Farmer friendly with Truterra, things like that. Talk about your relationship with them a little bit.
Well, you know, the folks at Truterra, being a Land O'Lakes company, being a century-old cooperative, tried and true, Land O'Lakes, I just can't think of many more secure, credible names in the agricultural industry. So that immediately appealed to me, and it turned out to be correct. And that's the reason I'm still here today, very farmer-friendly.
Well, before we wrap up, anything final that you would share, thinking about just the carbon markets, carbon space, things you've done on your farm, if you had to give kind of that elevator pitch to folks listening in, and what would you reiterate to them? What would you tell them, whether it be your operation or working with Truterra or all of the above, Kelly?
I would say that the general farming population potentially thinks that farming regeneratively or sustainably will come with a yield penalty. And I don't find that to be true. It does take some learning and some education, some research, if you will, but my high yield path and my regenerative path are converging into one. And again, working in collaboration with Mother Nature, not competition, is the way to make more money.
Well, Kelly, really appreciate the conversation here at Commodity Classic. Thanks for joining us and telling us more about your operation and talking carbon and more here in the Truterra booth. Thanks so much for the time. Appreciate it.
Yes, sir. It was nice to meet you.